Chicago has a special home for teens who are homeless or who are experiencing housing instability. But actually identifying teens in these groups has been surprisingly hard. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGeegod tells us why.
We're not going to cut them in here. We're going to dice them up.
It's around 6 p.m. on a weekday, and Devontae Talbert is cooking dinner for himself and other teens living at Phoenix Hall, a transitional home for Chicago public high school students. A house supervisor is walking him through a nachos recipe, cutting the onions, defrosting the meat. Devontae, who's 17, has been living there since February. Phoenix Hall is a newly remodeled brick home in North Lawndale on the southwest side.
My family was going through one specific thing, and I told myself I just want to get away from a little while because all that negative energy I can't deal with.
Devontae is the youngest of six. He has experienced housing instability on and off throughout his life. And Phoenix Hall is unlike any place he's ever been to.
Like your other shelters, they don't try to connect with you. It's like every time you walk by, they don't make eye contact with you. Here, it's a different story.
Phoenix Hall opened about 2 years ago, hoping to assist North Lawndale College prep students who were experiencing homelessness. The West Loop-based Old St. Patrick Catholic Church raised more than $1 million in seed money through its nonprofit. That money was used to buy and rehab the building and fund the program for the first 18 months. Now Phoenix Hall is open to other schools nearby and across the city. When Devontae, a senior at DRW College Prep, first walked into this home,
I was mind blown because like this house is beautiful.
He gives me a tour. The home has shiny hardwood floors, new kitchen appliances, and a bedroom for every student, just like a regular home. It has a patio with a garden, a spacious computer room with laptops for each resident. His bedroom and the others look like college dorms. Devontae made this room his own with CTA posters on the wall.
I'm a big fanatic of the CTA, as you can see.
But despite all the space and resources, the house is not at full capacity, though they have room for 8 teens. One reason, the first cohort graduated from high school last spring, and some moved on to college.
We were able to help one student get to Western Illinois University, so staff from the program took her and her mom, who was not in a position to help see her daughter off to school.
Allison McCain-Stevenson is with the Knight Ministry, the agency that runs Phoenix Hall and other housing programs in the city. She says they've done the same for other teens because their focus is college and career. McCain Stevenson has been looking for 3 more high school students, but it's been hard.
Why aren't we full? Why isn't there a list when there's such a huge need?
More than 16,000 Chicago public school students were homeless last school year, according to a recent report. And overall, there is a huge need for beds and family shelters in the city. Devontae says he recently tried to recruit a friend he knew was struggling.
But the problem was my friend's mother, she wouldn't allow it.
Getting parents to buy in, McCain Stevenson says, is a big problem. This isn't a family shelter, and students need their parents' consent before moving in. Some families don't see the program as help.
But almost as a system that was judging their ability to care for their child.
There are other barriers that keep them from identifying students.
Because of the stigma, they don't view themselves as homeless.
Especially if they're staying for a few days with family and friends because they don't have anywhere else to go. McCain Stevenson says school counselors or social workers play a big role identifying and talking to families about their options. But when schools don't have those resources, it's hard to get referrals. Morgan Saunders, who sometimes supervises the residents, says she experienced homelessness growing up and understands it's hard for teens at first.
We know what it's like not to know where your next meal is going to be, not to own anything or the things that you do own, worrying about if other people are going to take them.
Saunders and other staff try to be as welcoming and consistent as possible. Devontae's mom recently came over for dinner. They cook together. And this is how they reassure families that this could be a safe home for their teens during tough times. Adriana Cardona-McGeegod, WBEZ News.